Now, some things Dr. Wallach has done, many of you may not know. He's sued the FDA 8 times, won 7.5. It's because of Dr. Wallach's lawsuits that we can say, and any vitamin company can say, that essential fatty acids will reduce your risk of stroke. It's because of Dr. Wallach's lawsuit. Also because of Dr. Wallach's lawsuits, we can say that 200 micrograms of selenium will reduce the occurrence of the following cancers. And reducing the occurrence of the following cancers is a huge thing. This is a huge, huge thing. Here's what we can say, and why hasn't your medical doctor told you this? If you take 200 micrograms a day of selenium, which is cheaper than dirt, you'll reduce your chance of breast cancer by 82%, prostate cancer 69%, colorectal cancer 64%, and lung cancer 39%, even if you're a smoker. Every child in the United States, from the very first day they go to their pediatrician, needs to be put on selenium, and we would dramatically reduce the occurrence of these types of cancer with one simple, inexpensive nutritional supplement. It's criminal. It is criminal that this information is not readily available and more widespread. And it's even criminal that most medical doctors will tell you vitamin supplementation, all that'll do is give you expensive urine. There ought to be a law. By the way, this selenium stuff was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association in 1998 by Larry Clark, MD, PhD. Okay? Now, The Diseases of Exotic Animals was written by Dr. Wallach. His seminal piece of research, it's in the Smithsonian, took place from 71 to 83, the tune of $25 million, which was big money back then. It was funded by the NIH, Washington University, Yerkes Primate Research Center, Center for the Biology of Natural Systems, and major zoos across the United States. This was the origin of all the stuff that we do with the Youngevity product line. This is where it all came from. Dr. Wallach's research that resulted in the book, The Diseases of Exotic Animals. Now, in that research, they did 13,000 autopsies, 10 million blood chemistries and histopathologies, and they compared the health of zoo animals to their counterparts in the wild. The intention of the study was to look for the net negative effects of pollution. This was because at that time there was the Minamata disaster in Japan, where some knucklehead released millions of gallons of mercury into a river that went into Minamata Bay. There was an algae bloom at the same time. The algae sucked up all the mercury. The little minnows ate the algae. The bigger fish ate the minnows. The villagers ate the bigger fish. They all got mercury toxicity. And 9 months later, all the kids that were born in Minamata, Japan, had unbelievable birth defects. And it was a big wake-up call for the international community. And so they said, hey, if mercury can do this, what can all these other things do? So let's figure it out. So they had a perfect experiment, and they chose Dr. Wallach because he was the only man in the world at that time who had experience in all of the fields that were necessary to pull this off. So they looked at the health of animals in the zoo in urban areas who were exposed to the same pollution that you and I are, and then they went into the wild and darted the animals, sedated them, and did tissue cultures from the animals in the wild, and they compared the results of the health of the animal in the wild to the health of the animal in the zoo. You with me? It was a fantastic experiment, really smart, really well thought out. And here are the results. Strap on your seatbelts. There was no net negative effect on the health of the animals from pollution. There was no net negative effect on the health of the animals from exposure to normal daily pollution, like carbon monoxide and all PCBs and fire retardant stuff and all this stuff that everybody's really afraid of right now, which is why we're all eating organic food. The thing that did make a difference to the health of these animals was if there was a massive exposure. If there was a massive exposure to a toxin, you know, if you lived downstream from Three Mile Island, well, that was a problem. But if it was just normal day-to-day exposure, there was no problem. They almost pulled the plug on the research because, son of a gun, there was nothing there. However, there were, much to our benefit, unexpected results. And this is huge. And this is why we do what we do. There were huge net negative health impacts from inadequate nutrition in the animals and it happened across species lines. The effect of not enough calcium, not enough zinc, not enough B1, not enough B12, not enough C, not enough manganese, not enough vanadium, not enough chromium, not enough of the mighty 90. If the animal was deficient in one of these, or two of these, or all of these, it got sick, and it didn't matter if it was a bat, a boa constrictor, an elephant, or a rhino. Nutritional deficiency caused chronic disease. And when you put the nutrition back, the disease went away. When you put the nutrition back, the disease went away. This was groundbreaking research, and it completely changed the way that veterinarian medicine was practiced and livestock medicine, and it changed a lot of things in the wonderful world of animal husbandry. And it was all because of Dr. Wallach.